Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the latest video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to some difficult captaincy decisions in game week 22. Haaland looks the best choice against Burnley. Only problem is that he may not be starting or even playing at all in this match. So who else is in the frame for the armband? My name is Joe and joining me to look at the options is Fantasy Football Scout's deputy editor Tom Freeman. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Joe. Yeah, another interesting week. For captaincy, we had the Saka and Palmer split last week, didn't we? Last week. It's currently this game week, isn't it? But this is going to be an interesting one. There's a lot riding on Haaland, isn't there? But if we're not sure about his minutes, there's a good chance that will be the case. There's three or four options again this week to consider.
So that's why we're doing this sort of video now. It's sort of getting early thoughts together so we can collect ourselves. Now, the deadline for Game Week 22 is quite some time away. It's towards the end of the month, but it's good to get our early thoughts about it, about who we might be captaining. Have we got a good captain in our side? Is there perhaps a good alternative to bring in as well? Obviously, if we know 100% about Haaland's fitness for the Burnley match, he would be the best captain. But then again, you got the option of like, how do you get him in, and is it worth getting him in, and will we ever get that news? So yeah, it's good to have some early thoughts really about alternatives to him as well. And a good way to look is at the worst defences, and we're also going to look at the best candidates in terms of the expected goal involvement as well. Before we do that, just remember to press that like button and do subscribe so you keep up to date with all our videos and podcasts. Also have a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk for the latest members offers there to sign up and get all the bells and whistles and gadgets in the members area to help you climb up your mini leagues. Let's have a look at these fixtures first. The Man City at home to Burnley fixture on Wednesday, the 31st of January, looks the standout. There are some other good fixtures as well. Spurs at home to Burnley, Richarlison's a good form. Liverpool against Chelsea, that's a tougher one to call for those assets there. Brighton away to Luton, Alfie Doughty could be a good shout. Brighton assets, obviously, there. Villa play Newcastle, that's quite tough. And Arsenal away to Nottingham Forest. It is away, which makes that sort of pushes me away from the captaincy there. But yeah, just looking at the fixtures before we look at the defences, it's just that City-Burnley game just screams goals, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the one to target. I would be very surprised if my captain isn't playing in that game. That's not to say there aren't other appealing fixtures. I think the Spurs game at home to Brentford, I think, is a good one as well. I think I favour that slightly over the Arsenal away fixture at the moment.
Yeah.
And also the Palace home game against Sheffield United. I mean, I've seen a few people look at somebody like Eberechi Eze, and I'm not sure whether he's quite in the captaincy conversation, but it's a good fixture at home for Palace. And so, that would be another consideration. But certainly it's that City home game where you can see them scoring three or four goals in that.
Definitely. Obviously, West Ham against Bournemouth as well. So Solanke and Bowen, if he's back, both also options to consider there. But looking at worst defences, I've sorted this by expected goals conceded last six matches they have played. Newcastle still the worst. They've conceded 19. They in fact conceded 15, but they were conceding an expected goal conceded every 30 minutes. So that's not great. As they've had some tough games in there, but their defence has looked shaky. But yeah, they've got tough games. And they're playing Villa away. So Newcastle have been pretty poor away. So that could be good. Could be good for Ollie Watkins. Burnley here a second, though. Expected goals conceded 11.7. They've in fact conceded 9. Just that one clean sheet, which says, I mean, they're basically the second worst defence last 6 matches. And they play Man City. That's why we're interested. Nottingham Forest are interesting as well. They've expected goals conceded of 10, which puts them on a par with most of the other sort of worst 5 or 6 teams, and no clean sheets. They've in fact conceded 13 goals over that period. So I think my bus team captain may end up being, if I don't get a sort of another City player, and it's probably between, for me, Foden and Saka. I do think Saka's quite a good option for this one, being on penalties. And then that Brentford defence as well. They're actually not too bad. The expected goals can be 7. They've conceded 13. No clean sheets. So that says they've been unlucky. But they do play a very good Spurs side at home. There are lots of options, but none of them, even a City alternative, none of them really excite me. So that's why I'm sort of Foden or Saka at the moment. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an Alvarez owner. So Haaland update is absolutely key for me. I'd happily captain Alvarez in that fixture if we know that he's going to start and lead the line and he's on penalties and et cetera. The Forest game, I want to see them against Brentford. And that impacts the decision if you own somebody like Richarlison as well, because they're up against Brentford this weekend. So I'd like to see those two teams and see how they perform. I don't think going to the City Ground will be an easy game for Arsenal. And it's obviously one of the first fixtures of the game week as well. And something subconsciously makes me not want to captain somebody in that. Maybe that's a stupid way of looking at it, but it's always something which, I kind of consider, I suppose. But maybe Brentford have been a bit unlucky, because you can see that they've conceded 13 goals from 7.4 XGC. Mm. But they're losing a lot of games. And will Tony come in back in? Will that revitalise them? That's why, before making decisions, there's still quite a bit of football still to be played before we have to come to that.
Exactly. But all the names in the frame. And what it's got me thinking about is, if Haaland's not back, I don't know if I've got a good captain. But I don't know who the good best captain is. I've got some expected goal involvement stats that might help us. Because it may be that other people in my case, they might want to be bringing in a player to captain. Anyway, last 6 matches, last 6 matches they have played. Hence, a certain Kevin De Bruyne being top, because in terms of minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty, he's absolute top. He's expected to be involved in every 61 minutes. He's got an assist and a goal in just one start. He is amazing, obviously. And I think I would be very tempted to get him in and captain him for 25 minutes, because I don't think I've got a better captain than him if Haaland is out. What's your thoughts on De Bruyne? It's sort of tough to get him in at that price and keep Salah, Haaland and, you know, Alexander-Arnold and have all the rest as well.
I think the FA Cup game against Spurs will be absolutely key for both the top two on this list, because if you're considering getting De Bruyne in and you want to captain him, we're not going to get a leak before the deadline, because they play on the Wednesday. Mm. You're not going to know, probably not going to know for sure, unless Pep comes out and says he's ready to start. And he might do that, but let's not presume it's going to happen. I think you're going to want to see probably some good minutes against Spurs in the Cup, aren't you? You're going to want him to see him playing 60 minutes, I think, before. And the same goes for Haaland. You're going to want to see him at least on the bench in that to consider it. So they're the two at City, Haaland and De Bruyne, are the ones that you would want to captain. But if one of them goes, if Haaland's out, Alvarez then gets elevated. If De Bruyne doesn't look ready to start and we think Foden's going to play in that central role again, he goes up a notch.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few players at City at the moment, and they could, I don't see myself looking elsewhere from that fixture, but quite who it is in that fixture, I'm not sure at the moment.
Okay. Foden and Doku and Alvarez are all on this list. So I'll come to them next. They're a bit further down. So in terms of minutes per expected goal involvement, just put it into context. De Bruyne has every 61 minutes, Haaland every 85 minutes. So both of those are expected to be involved in a goal, not even with penalties in Haaland's case, at least every match. In terms of Haaland, his last six matches, he's had 9 attacking returns, 5 goals and 4 assists. This is why I really want him back. A bit further down, so Alvarez, minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty every 128 minutes. So that's those 6 starts, no sub appearances, 2 goals and an assist. Okay, but you'd probably expect more from the guy up front for Man City. And then further down, you've got Doku, who's not getting the starts, but when he has, well, he's had 5 starts of his last 6 matches that he's played, but not recently because he's been injured as well. He's got a goal. He's got 4 assists as well, expected to be involved in a goal involvement every 170.9 minutes. And Foden's just behind him, 178.8 minutes for his expected goal involvement, non-penalty. 3 assists and a goal as well. So 4 attacking returns. So Alvarez, Doku, Foden, in terms of the captaincy, are all quite similar, I think. Foden might get it for me.
Yeah, it becomes a minutes read then, doesn't it? Yeah. Who's going to get enough minutes to put them in the frame? And a lot of that depends on De Bruyne and Haaland.
Yeah, definitely. So just looking at the fixtures, so some more names to throw into the hat here. Darwin Nunez, I don't think many people are going to captain him, but you never know.
No.
I think Flapjack on Scoutcast has captained him this week, game week 21. But in 22, it's a bit tougher for Liverpool. They've got a home to Chelsea. So I'm personally not going there for the same reason. I'm not thinking of Palmer for the captaincy. Happy to own,
but not for the
armband. Solanke at Bournemouth, away to West Ham. I see. I have memories of Callum Wilson for Bournemouth, doing well at West Ham. It was his favourite team, but that's a different player and a different Bournemouth.
West Ham doesn't scream captaincy,
does it?
Yeah, West Ham do seem to have turned a bit of a corner. They've kept, 4 clean sheets in a row now.
Yeah.
Let's see how they look against Sheffield United at the weekend. But I don't think, happy to own Solanke, but I don't think I'd captain him away.
These two I've highlighted, Richarlison and Saka. Richarlison, I think, is interesting. Not in my team, but I think he is interesting with his 6 goals in his last 6 starts. That's good. Minutes per expected goal involvement every 119 minutes. He's been overperforming by at least a couple of goals there, but he has created 3 chances as well. Play at home to Brentford. I think I'm really interested in this Brentford game in 21, really, to see what Brentford are like with Tony and to see how they're a bit different in terms of whether that influences their defence. But yeah, Richarlison could be a really good option, I think.
Yeah, he's probably going to be on penalties, isn't he, with Son away.
Yep.
I mean, He drifts in and out of matches. He wasn't particularly involved against United, but he's found a way to score with the header. I thought that they might struggle to create chances in that match because they've got obviously Madison out, Son's away, Kulusevski wasn't there, Lo Celso wasn't there. And just because of that type of, the approach that Ange uses, they create chances regardless. And so if Brentford do look a bit shaky at the back at the weekend, Richarlison, I think, if we don't know about Haaland, De Bruyne, and there's uncertainty, Richarlison could start to pick up a bit more interest for people who own him.
I mean, I'm in my position. I mean, I think realistically, it's going to be a bit up in the air with Haaland. So me as an owner, or other people who aren't owners, they're probably just going to stick with what they got. Keep Haaland, don't keep Haaland. But I don't think any of us are going to captain him unless we get, he's got minutes in the FA Cup beforehand. So unless we get that, so we really are going to be looking for other players. So in my case with Salah, I might be tempted to move Salah on to a De Bruyne or Richarlison. I do have in mind. I just do like the home game against Brentford. Saka is another alternative. He's in my side already, but it's away to Nottingham Forest and it's that first fixture, isn't it? And that shouldn't influence us, but it is really, isn't it?
But I do think we need to see something from Saka this weekend as well. Yeah. He hasn't been in a great moment. And my thinking with the captaincy was I think that this trip to Abu Dhabi, this rest might kind of galvanise Arsenal. And if they go and get in a really, if they go and score 3-4 goals past Palace and he's heavily involved, we might start to look at him a bit more. But it's quite hard doing this video because we've still got games to play, haven't we?
Yeah,
before we have to make a decision.
But that's it. So we will know. So once again, it's good to get these early thoughts together. So so Saka is playing Crystal Palace in game 21. And I like you. That is, in a way, is an audition for the captaincy in 22 for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel that if Arsenal have improved attack-wise, he has improved FPL-wise. I feel, you know, we shouldn't go just on one game, but it will be an indicator that he's improving. So I think, so we'll have a bit more information, but it's good to have that in the back of our minds. We mentioned the City guys as well. Jota is in your side, Liverpool, but it's that Chelsea fixture again. It's probably not ideal.
No.
The next two names, though, are interesting. By the way, Ollie Watkins, I think, is interesting, but he hasn't been putting up the stats to get this to get on this list already. But I think people won't go there, but he could end up being a good captaincy option. Pascal Gross at Brighton, away to Luton, could be a good captaincy, just to steady Eddie with scoring. You know, Luton will concede. Gross is on corners. And he's also everywhere across the pitch. And Isak as well, but the same way. I mean, it's away to Villa. So probably for the captaincy, I won't like it. But I think the general conclusion is, apart from the players I've highlighted, De Bruyne, Richarlison, Saka, and I do think Doku as well. I think Foden I should have highlighted as well. I think other than that, the players like Jota, Darwin Núñez, Solanke, I'm not interested for the armband.
No, same.
Yeah. Doku's interesting, though. I know, the more I look at his name, the more I think Burnley.
I guess it's just if you're confident of a start ahead of Grealish on the left wing, but how confident are you going to be to give it to not only own him, but to captain him as well?
Yeah.
I would need some assurances that he's definitely going to start that game, I think, personally. Yeah. But I think he could be a very good option to hold. To own.
Definitely. It's a really tough game week because the best captain probably not be around, or annoyingly, we'll just get half news about him. So we do have to consider these alternatives. I hope that's given people sort of food for thought as they sort of head towards the deadline of game week 22, which is, you know, some way off from as we're recording, but to get those thoughts together of have you got a good captain in your side if Haaland's not around? Are you looking elsewhere? Do you perhaps need to get another captain in? What to do with Haaland as well? Certainly De Bruyne and Richarlison are on my mind as players I'm sort of lacking, I think, if there's no Haaland. I've certainly got my thoughts together a little bit more. Thanks a lot for your time, Tom. Good luck with your game week. Good luck with your captaincy decision. Reminder as well, everyone do press that like button and do subscribe and have a look at the website, fantasyfootballscout.co.uk, for members' offers. Thanks a lot for your time. Take care. See you soon.
Cheers, Jake.